The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, my sweet friends, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today we are going to be tackling two issues. They're two different issues, but I think the solution is the same. I want to talk to people who are feeling like, I don't know where to start, right? I know a lot of people feel that way. There are a lot of podcast episodes, and people sort of come in at all different points along the spectrum. And then there's a lot of people who not only just feel like they don't know where to start, maybe they've started, but they're jumping around from strategy to strategy, not being consistent, often feeling overwhelmed. We are going to tackle that too. And we're going to tackle it from a very tactical standpoint, but also from a mental, emotional standpoint as well, because they really all do go together. Before we do that, though, I want to take a quick second to chat about a couple of really cool things happening in the Primal Potential world because they're so good and they're free. So a couple weeks ago, I started creating these free motivational backgrounds or wallpapers for your phone, for your lock screen or the background of your phone. The feedback has been really awesome, and I've added a bunch more since the initial rollout. My clients refer to things like do it anyway, or just for today, or I can do hard things, I keep the promises I make to myself. They refer to them as EB-isms, which I love. I think it's adorable. But these mantras, these affirmations are really only helpful if we can keep them top of mind, which can be very hard to do when we're living life, right? We're busy at work, the kids are screaming, we have 100 million things going on. And so I think it's really important to keep them in front of you. When I work with my clients on affirmations, we work on writing them down, carrying them with us, going through them at specific times in the day. But I think utilizing something that we look at all day long, our phones, I don't know about you, but I'm always on my phone. I unlock my phone a bazillion times a day. And so having these positive affirmation mantras, whether it's do it anyway or just for today, I can do hard things, I keep the promises I make to myself, is so powerful, right? So there's maybe close to like 10 of them now. They're totally free. You can get them on the blog over at primalpotential.com, or if you're in the US and you want to text to get them, you can text the phrase my mantra, one word, MYMANTRA, to the number 33444. So you can get them on the blog, or you can text my mantra to 33444 and you can get them that way. I'll continue to add more. If you have ones that you would like me to create, just let me know, and I will create the ones that have been requested most often. The other thing that I did just yesterday, and this is something that I gave to my Fat Loss Fast Track clients last week, and they're loving it so much, I was like, you know what? I want to put this up on the blog. So there is this free tool. It's called If This, Then That. It's not my tool. It's not a Primal Potential thing. It's just a free software. And I've been using it for maybe about a year. One of my clients recently shared that she is using it to schedule automated text messages to herself. You could do automated emails too, if that's more your thing. If you don't want text, you could do it any different way. To send motivational and encouraging text messages to herself in an automated fashion. So basically, if you are, for example, struggling with your food choices after dinner, you can create automated text messages to go to yourself that say like, hey, it's 8 p.m. You are strong. You can do hard things. What you do today matters. Don't quit, Elizabeth, right? So you can use it for other things too. But what I did is I created a tutorial on the blog over on primalpotential.com. I'll link to it in the show notes as well, on how to set these up. Because to be honest, when I first used the site, I found it really overwhelming, but I walk you through exactly how to set these up for yourself, which makes it super, super easy. So if you want to know how to use this software to send these automated texts to yourself, or you could do it via email if you don't want text messages, I think that's a really cool tool. If you know when you tend to struggle or the things you want help struggling, overcoming the struggle with, I think it's just a fun and totally free way to do it. So I just wanted to let you know that those two things are available both on the blog over at primalpotential.com, or if you want the phone backgrounds and you want to get them via text message, you can text my mantra, MYMANTRA, one word, no space, to the number 33444. All right, let's get started with today's topic. It just so happened that I had a bunch of really great one-on-one conversations, a couple on the phone, a couple over email, related to very similar struggles. And if two or three people are having a particular struggle that they're emailing me about or we're talking about on the phone, I know there are more of you out there with this struggle, which is why I wanted to put together today's episode. I got an email from a podcast listener. I'll read it to you and then we will tackle the answer. She wrote, "Hey Elizabeth, I love your podcast. I listen religiously and love the way you explain things. You've lifted my mood so many times. Your approach really resonates with me, but here's my problem. I don't know where or how to start. I feel like you have so many ideas, and I'll listen to an episode and think, oh yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And then I'll listen to the next episode and think, oh no, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm jumping from one strategy to the next, never really feeling like I have a plan. What do you think? Where should I start?" Great question, right? Great email. And we had a very valuable exchange over email. And I'll give one thought related to this, and then I'll share the other conversation that I had and sort of answer them both together. But first, for anybody, okay, and this is very foundational, you hear me say this all the time, for anybody, no matter what your goal is, fitness, fat loss, a healthier, more balanced relationship with food, whatever your goal is, no matter what strategies you are or are not yet implementing, my starting point recommendation for everybody is tracking, journaling, writing down what you eat and how you feel. And I talk about this in detail in episode 206, and I talk about what I mean by tracking, what I don't mean, how to track, what to include, what you don't need to include. So I will link to episode 206 over in the show notes. But for anybody that's feeling like, I don't know, I definitely want you to start with that. In my fat loss fast track groups, we study these journals. We use them as tools, right? The awareness is a huge, huge start. And this is your most valuable resource, no matter what your goal is. So please, please, please listen to episode 206. Obviously, I have a lot more to say about where to start. And I will link to some episodes over in the show notes that I've done on where to start, like the most important big rocks for most people starting out. Before I dive into more specifics, though, I want to tell you about the second interaction that I had this week that led me to this episode. And this was with one of my fat loss fast track clients, one of my fat loss fast track veterans. So this is her second fast track, and she was feeling overwhelmed. In the first 12 weeks together, we had a weekly challenge every single week. So things like tracking, affirmations, fat loss breakfast, things like that. Now she's in the veteran group, and we have a new challenge every week, and she's understandably feeling a little overwhelmed. She said that she wakes up thinking of the challenges from the first 12 weeks and then the three we've had so far in this veteran group in the summer. And if she drops the ball, she feels like she's failed. She hasn't done what she's supposed to do. And we chatted about it for a while. And afterwards, and I got that first email as well, I realized that the solution is very similar. And I think that it can help a lot of you. It is the dieting mindset that is either creating this need for a list of rules or strategies, like give me the blueprint, or it's the dieting mindset that, you know, makes us feel like there's this checklist of all the things we must do, and if we don't do them, we've screwed up. That's not how this works, guys. That's how diets work. That's why even when you've made progress, if you haven't followed all the rules, you feel like you've dropped the ball and you feel defeated. And you're more likely to stop trying or to give up altogether, to sort of be on this on again, off again, based on how many of the rules you have followed. So for this particular client in my fat loss fast track, I asked her to shift her perspective. It's not a checklist or a rules list. It's a toolbox. It's a toolbox. The same thing with the podcast listener who feels like she's jumping around from one strategy to the next. I want you to look at this journey as though you have a toolbox. And when we talk about what it means to have a fat loss friendly breakfast, like we define in Q&A number 6 way back when, or when we talk about like the if this then that, sending automated texts to encourage you during tough times of the day, or when we talk about mantras like the free phone backgrounds just for today, or when we talk about the importance of non-starchy vegetables for satiety, staying full, or for hormone balance, these are tools in your toolbox. Not items on a checklist, not rules in a rule on a rule book. Let's think about this for a second. If we see it as a list of rules, we're thinking, oh my God, I have to journal. I have to say my affirmations. I need to have a fat loss friendly breakfast, but I didn't. I had a bagel. Oh my gosh. I need to have my carbs at night, but I didn't. I had them in the morning. I need to work out, but I don't have time today. I need to sleep more, but there's so much going on. That right there is the dieting mindset that, of course, leaves us feeling frustrated and exhausted no matter how much progress we're making, no matter how many improvements in our choices we're making. We set this standard of excellence, all the rules and perfect adherence, and if we hit 5 of the 12, we focus on the 7 that we missed and we feel frustrated. The dieting mindset has not served us in the past and it's not going to serve us now. This is often my biggest hurdle when I'm working with clients is like, no, it's not a list of rules. It's not a checklist, right? That dieting mindset is not an effective strategy. We feel overwhelmed by the checklist or the rules list, and then we start to resent it. We feel like it's a burden, and we fall into this trap of seeing the journey as black and white. These are the rules. I must follow them. If I do, I'm good. If I don't, I'm bad. Blah, blah, blah. Forget it. It's not worth it. And honestly, it does not work. That perspective of like, these are all of the rules I have to follow, that's the perspective of burden. And we resent it. It's the negative perspective on change that is rarely effective, certainly not effective for the long term. Here's the alternative perspective that I want everybody to really practice embracing. You have a toolbox, and you're constantly adding new tools. Your affirmations are a tool. Your understanding of how insulin and blood sugar impact our fat burning potential, that's a tool. Total understanding of what makes breakfast a fat burning meal, that's a tool. Understanding efficient and effective workouts for fat loss, that's a tool. And just like a real toolbox, not every situation calls for every tool. Not every day requires that you use the same tools. You don't bring your toolbox into the bathroom to fix a leaky pipe and think, how am I going to use all these tools? I'm totally overwhelmed. I have 17 of them. You think, what do I need for this situation? What do I need in order to fix this leaky pipe? What tool applies now? Not like, oh my gosh, there's so many options and I don't know which one to use. You just say, what tool is right for this situation? It's very objective and you're grateful for the tools and the options they provide. You don't feel burdened by them or overwhelmed by them. Or like, oh my gosh, I didn't use the hammer today. What's wrong with me? I didn't need the hammer today. I didn't need it. You get excited when you get new tools. And yeah, you want to use it, but you don't feel burdened by using it. You're looking for an opportunity to use it. Now, there are two keys to embracing this approach, guys. This is where I really need you to lean in and not just hear what I'm saying, but really think about how you can apply it in your own life, okay? There are two keys to embracing this approach effectively. The first is staying in the moment and practicing mindfulness. Seriously, this is huge. If you guys get anything out of this episode, I really need you to kind of tune in for the next few minutes. If you wake up and immediately default to that checklist mentality, what am I going to work out today? What am I going to do for dinner? Oh my gosh, how am I going to avoid the chocolate at the office? When we take that perspective, we're doing more work than we have to do because you're not at the office yet. Dinner time isn't here yet. You're not going to work out right this second while you're still laying in bed trying to figure out all the solutions to the day. You're doing more work than you have to do, but you're doing it in your head. You're not doing it in reality. So it's kind of a waste. Mindfulness is, what do I need to do now? Right here, right now, is there a tool that I can use to move in the direction of my goals? Let me use myself as an example here. I get up at pretty much the same time every single day. This morning, my alarm went off at 4:45. I did not want to get up this morning. This morning, I wanted to hit snooze. But because I am aware of my toolbox and the tools in my toolbox and the eagerness I have to use them, because the more I use them, the more familiar they are, the more innate and instinctual they are, right? Like if it's your first time ever using a wrench, you're probably gonna fumble and bumble a little bit. But if you are consistently using that wrench, it's almost effortless. You know exactly what to do and exactly how to use it. So this morning I wanted to hit snooze, but I thought about, what tools do I have for this moment? Is there anything that I can use in this moment to move in the direction of my goals? And I immediately went to, I keep the promises I make to myself. Where the day starts, the day stays, and I want to feel proud of myself. So I'm going to get up, I'm going to make my bed, and I'm going to drink a glass of water. I will then feel productive and proud within 3 minutes. So if I can just push through the next 3 minutes, I'm going to feel better in just a short 3 minutes if I get up, if I make my bed, go downstairs and get a glass of water. Let's do it, right? Then after working for a bit, I started to get hungry. If I'm thinking about the checklist, I might be thinking about the choices I made yesterday or the choices I didn't make yesterday. I might be thinking about the struggles ahead later and gosh, what am I gonna have for dinner tonight? And oh gosh, pancakes sound really good. But instead, I am practicing mindfulness in this moment right here. What are the tools in my toolbox right now? Do any of them apply? What can I do right now in this moment to move in the direction of my goals? Fat loss breakfast, boom, perfect tool. I don't need to worry about dinner yet. I don't need to worry about lunch or next week's birthday party or how my jeans fit or what my reflection in the windows of the cabinets looks like. Right here in this moment, what tool do I have? What can I do right now to move in the direction of my goals? Here's the great thing about our tools. They're not a burden. The more we use them, the more valuable they become. And when we learn a new strategy, we don't have to get overwhelmed or think like, how am I going to do all of this? Right? How am I going to fit this in? Instead, it's a gift. It's a tool in the toolbox. It's another option for you. So mindfulness is absolutely critical here. You will feel overwhelmed if you are trying to execute later today before it gets here or later in the week before it gets here. Of course you are. You're working harder than you need to and not even in an effective way because you're doing work only in your head. Only in your head. Take each moment as it comes and ask, is there a tool I have for this? Am I willing to use it? The second thing this approach requires is that you are not just a tool collector, right? You're a carpenter, you're a plumber, or whatever. Lots of people just collect the tools and never use them. Then it feels like clutter. Then it feels like a burden. Then they're just taking up space, mental and emotional space. There is no tool that has any value if you don't use it. So you have to build the discipline of assessing just this moment at hand and saying, how, you know, do I have a tool that I can use in this situation and how do I use it? Am I willing to use it? How do you build that discipline? With practice. With practice. Let's say you're out with friends and everybody's ordering fries and drinks. You don't have to like freak out and panic. You can just really calmly ask yourself, do I have a tool to use in this situation, right? Don't get ahead of yourself and think about how you'll compensate tomorrow by not eating or by being a purist, right? What tool do I have right now, in this moment, where I am right now? You could say, oh, what represents an improvement for me? Or you could say, I'm gonna do carbs or alcohol, but not both. So if I'm gonna have the fries, I'm gonna skip the drink. If I'm gonna have the drink, I'm gonna skip the fries. Or maybe you go to the questions that I talk about often in the podcast. Is it worth it? How am I going to feel if I make this choice? Later today, how would this choice make me feel? So based on that, is it worth it, right? What tool fits the situation? Don't just be a collector. So many people are just a collector and they want to talk about how they totally know how fat loss works and you should do this and not that. And they're like the professor, right? They can talk about all of the tools. They can talk about all of the strategies, but they're just a collector. They're not actively doing the work and using the tools. So not only do you have to practice mindfulness, listen, I don't have to solve tomorrow's problems today. I can't erase yesterday's issues now that I am in today. But right here in this moment, is there a tool? And then you have to use it. Do not just be that person that reads all the blogs and listens to all the podcasts and collects all the tools. And then they just sit there taking up space and you feel like a louse. That does not help at all. This actually makes me think of a conversation I had with another client the other day. She was struggling. She wasn't motivated, right? She said, I know all the work to do, but I'm just not doing it. And she said, maybe I'm just not miserable enough to be willing to change. And we had a back and forth discussion. And I said, is there anything you are willing to do today to move in the direction of your goals? Is there anything that you are willing to do today to move in the direction of your goals? And she said, yeah, I can eat the lunch I brought instead of going to the cafeteria to buy junk. And I said, great. Are you able to do that today? She said, yes, fantastic. I said, do that. That is a tool in your toolbox. Then I emailed her the next morning and I said, today, is there anything you are willing to do to move in the direction of your goals? Anything at all, right? That's a tool in the toolbox, right? So we went back and forth like this for several days. 3 days later, she said, it's getting easier already. I wasn't even doing that much, but just the practice of identifying something I can do and then doing it, I feel like I've built momentum. It doesn't take much, but we have to get in the habit of using the tools and not just collecting them. We are not collectors, we are practitioners. We are mindful practitioners. We are not in our heads thinking about how we can use this particular tool 3 weeks from now when we're on vacation. No, we're thinking about what is the moment at hand. Do I have a tool for this? Am I willing to use it? Great, use it, move forward. We are self-focused, mindful practitioners. We are not collectors. The goal isn't to be able to talk about our tools and have beautiful, intelligent conversations about all the options of fat loss best practice. No, the goal is to be mindful practitioners. So when I was talking to this client in my Fat Loss Fast Track Veterans Group, And she was saying, like, you know, I have in my mind, like, the 12 things we talked about for strategies in the initial group. And then I have in my mind the things we're talking about now in the veteran group. I said, when you are feeling overwhelmed, this is what I want you to do. I want you to just take a moment, get out of your head and ask yourself, what tools would apply here? Is there anything in my collection of tools? Is there anything in my toolbox that would allow me to navigate through this moment in a way that moves me towards my goals? And once you've identified, yeah, these are like the three strategies that I could potentially use, the three tools I could potentially put into practice. Are you willing to do any of that? Is there anything of the three tools, is there any that you are willing to do? Great, there is one. Fantastic, do that. What is the one tool you can use in this moment? Proudly collect those tools. Don't resent them. Don't see them as a burden. They're only a burden if you're not using them. Or if you're trying to solve next week's problems, if you're thinking, well, gosh, if I have a leaky roof next month, you know, when we're supposed to get all that bad weather, I guess I could use blah, blah, blah. Then you're doing work in your head that isn't real work, right? This is what happens when we're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do tomorrow when such and such and such and such? Listen, what do you need to do right now? What is the situation at hand right now and what can you do? Is there a tool available to you that will move you in the direction of your goals? I literally told my client that what I wanted her to do was create this collection of tools whenever she's having a moment of like feeling overwhelmed or not sure how to move forward or feeling negative or feeling stuck. Is there any tool that she has that would apply in this situation? And of those, is there any of them that she's willing to implement? Is there any of them that she is willing to use to apply to this situation in this moment? Great, do that. It's not a checklist. It's not a rules list. It is your toolbox. You have to be a mindful practitioner. You have to stay in the moment. What do I need to do right now? What is going on right now? Do I have a tool for this? And then do not just be the tool collector who reads every blog and everything and has an opinion on resistant starch and intermittent fasting and ketogenic diets and carb cycling. No. Collect your tools for you and then apply them in the situations that call for them. And be grateful for your toolbox. Be proud of your toolbox. Be excited when you add something new to it and then mindfully practice. So hopefully you guys enjoy these tools that I talked about earlier on, the phone wallpapers or backgrounds. You can get them over on the blog. I'll also link to them in the show notes, or you can text my mantra, no space, to the number 33444. And then also that tutorial I put up on the blog on if this, then that, sending yourself automated texts or emails to keep you focused and keep you encouraged as you navigate difficult times in your day or your week or your month or whatever else. We will wrap up with what I ate yesterday. Started the day with cold brew, pretty normal. I had a little bit of cream in it yesterday, which I don't always do, but sometimes I do that if I'm feeling particularly hungry, just to take the edge off a little bit and I don't feel like a big meal because I was gonna get in a workout earlier in the day than I normally do. So I just wanted a little bit of fuel in my system. So put a little cream in my cold brew. After my workout, I had a huge plate of bacon and eggs with broccolini. Just kind of cooked up the bacon, then added the broccolini, and then removed both of those from the pan and soft fried a couple of eggs to go over them. Was away from home for most of the afternoon, and so snacked on some macadamias and some almonds before coming back home. And prior to one of my group webinars that I had last night, I had my normal cabbage bowl, which I talk about often. Red cabbage raw and green cabbage also raw, but like cut really, really finely. I didn't have any bacon because I used it in the morning, but I added green onions and avocado, carrots and eggs and mashed it all together. And it was amazing. When I say mash, I use like the OXO salad chopper to like cut it really finely. I didn't like use a blender or anything like that. People always ask. Anyway, I hope you guys have a really great day. We'll be back again in a couple of days with another episode. And in the meantime, definitely let me know what tools you are finding most helpful. You can let me know on Facebook, Primal Potential Fat Loss, or over on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I will talk to you soon. Are you ready to move beyond listening and learning and really change your life? Really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks? I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. Here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.